People's Liberty was founded by two area foundations, the first being the Hale Foundation and the other being the Johnson Foundation. The two co-founders of People's Liberty are Eric Avner, who works at Hale Foundation, and Amy Goodwin, who works at Johnson Foundation.
What was the impetus to create People's Liberty?
Amy and Eric have been extremely involved in philanthropy and community development and civic work in the greater Cincinnati area, both sides of the river, for a number of years. And within the last year and a half to 2 years, Eric and Amy have been dreaming up a way to push the boundaries of philanthropy, to truly be a leader in the philanthropic world. And they had some really interesting discussions and some brainstorming sessions over a period of about a year and a half, which led to Hale Foundation and Johnson Foundation teaming up to innovate within the world of philanthropy, and the innovation there being to invest directly in people versus what traditional foundations do in philanthropy, which is to grant make to nonprofit 501c3 organizations.
Why is it important to invest in the individual rather than institutions like museums or zoos to make the city a better place to live?
So to be clear, the foundations will continue to support the organizations that they believe in. It's not going to affect those investments. This is above and beyond that. And it's a representation of the foundation's belief that people are what drive this region. And the renaissance that's happening on both sides of the river are exciting to both of the foundations. And with that, the foundations are committing to invest directly in individuals who are going to continue this amazing transformation of our region.
There are three types of grants. What are they?
There are Hale Fellowships, which will be awarded to two individuals every year for the next 5 years. There's two of those that are available, and those are $100,000 grants. There will be 16 project grants that will be awarded to 16 different individuals each year for the next 5 years, and those grants are up to $10,000. There will be three Globe grants each year for the next 5 years. Globe grants are for specific installations in the Globe Gallery located at Elm and Elder. Those are the three different types of grants that we'll be administering over the next 5 years.
This sounds like really cutting-edge thought. Do philanthropists need to change the way they invest in the community?
That's up for debate for sure. We believe that philanthropy should continue and foundations should continue to invest in the core organizations and institutions that they believe in. But in addition, they should invest directly in individuals to affect positive civic and community-focused change in their communities.
You've said that these are localized genius grants, and that is such a clever way to put it. Are you looking at things a different way?
Definitely. There are not a lot of foundations that are willing to take the risk to invest directly in individuals, and it's something that Johnson and Hale Foundation are really excited to have the opportunity to do.
What do you hope will happen as a result of this initiative?
Our hope is that talented individuals will set up organizations, social enterprises, companies, amazing programs and events and workshops throughout the region, continuing the renaissance that we're all enjoying.
You can find out how to get more information about People's Liberty on our website at wnku.org under local news. Jake Hodesch, thank you.
Thank you so much.